Character 2, You Who Walk the Path Not Chosen. For as long as you can remember, you have always been your parents' little star. The adjective little fell away with time, but you are still your parents' pride, and it is always highlighted during family gatherings how fantastic and amazing you are, and how happy they are for your success. But it doesn't sit with you, because you have never chosen this path for yourself, and you are slowly getting sick and tired of the fact that you can't get out. You can't continue doing something you don't like doing. There has never been a moment where your time hasn't been managed and regulated, and you know more about scheduling, motivation, and priorities than you know what it means to be a child on the playground or hanging with your friends. Or generally what it means to have spare time. Your parents are more like secretaries and coaches. Background. You only have fleeting relations, and the whole concept of having a childhood friend or a best friend is something you know nothing about. You have never had the time to immerse yourself in getting to know another person well unless they share your talent. You are in your early 20s, and your time in high school is long over. You took the longer road to your diploma just to be sure you had time to practice 6 times per week, and you often said no thanks to invitations to parties or events. And sometimes, when you really wanted to go, you checked with your parents, but they usually said no. Your parents have kept eyes on the grand perspective of your life, and it started almost before you can really remember. Your father is a world-renowned star, and when you began to walk in his footsteps, it filled you with happiness and pride. One thing led to another, and when you won the first trophy, it was monumental. The next trophy, a triumph. But at the third trophy, in your young heart, you could sense it was expected of you. Of course you win. You are a winner. You must be a winner. During your childhood, you have had many short birthdays, and the calories and the sugar intake has been monitored. And thank heavens, because if you ate 2 slices of cake, you would get sick, and the scolding that followed because you were not on top of your game would linger in you for days. But this scolding would motivate you to do better, to become better, learn faster, and make your parents proud. The years went by, you have won more prizes than your acquaintances have drunk beers. You have more trophies than any child you know, but your parents have started to change their attitude towards you. What used to be, "This you will learn when you get older," has become, "God damn it, you should already know this by now." It hurts that you can't live up to their expectations, and you are starting to see your results have worsened. You are slowly making your way down the ladder, but paradoxically, it's not because you're bad. Far from it. You're just not good enough, and being here in this self-help group is already a waste of time. The only reason why you made it to that meeting is because your friend Marjorie, your colleague and friend, has made you go. "You must also remember to train and stretch your mind," she has often said. Your parents do not know you're here, and it must remain that way. And you don't even know if this is going to help, but you remember that one time the team had a round of talking and speaking your minds, where you could open up about your insecurities, and it was fucking awesome. It was like that sugar retreat you knew you were not allowed. Simply amazing. The core of your grief or loss. You cannot keep up, and you are about to lose what you have. You cannot talk to anyone about it, and you lack the motivation to continue your sport. You will never be a gold medal winner again. Coping mechanisms, anger and escapism. Your first coping mechanism is, people are stupid. What do people even know about being an elite athlete? Maybe they should keep the ball on their side of the playing field and ask questions instead of telling you how you should feel about something or how you should think. "What the hell do you know about it?" is a good sentence to counter any well-intentioned, arrogant comment from people trying to help. "Do you have experience with that?" is almost as good. It really shows the people how stupid they are. Your second coping mechanism, training becomes scrolling TikTok. There are moments where you don't train for as long as your parents would want you to. You go to the gym, sure enough, but after 2 hours you find yourself sitting down surfing TikTok on your phone. There are so many small, stupid clips that can make you smile, and it just feels good to get a breather, you know? You get a break from thinking about all the things you are expected to achieve. It feels nice to just be. I'm having fun. Is that so bad? Is a phrase that you use to justify your bad habit. Your third coping mechanism is, you never chose to become a star. You never got to choose if you wanted to invest your time in the sport you do. You ended up doing it because your father was a star, and you continued because it was expected of you. How can your father be so blind and not realize you are living his dream? You have your own life to think about. You have decided to use the self-help group to complain vigorously about your father's selfish way of being a parent. Answer these questions in your head before going in-game. What is your name? What is your elite sport? What feeling rummages in you as you walk through the door to the self-help group for the first time?